I got money on my bees, cause I'm gaining all these honeys. I got money is the virus, cause these niggas acting buggy. I got money.
Welcome everyone to the Genuine Content Podcast with your hosts Jay and Josh. Jay, seems like we're getting our groove back, man. What's happening with you?
Oh yeah, we definitely getting the groove back. We just recorded not that long ago. Actually, in real time, it was 2 days ago. So now, yeah, man, feeling good. It's Saturday. It's Sunday is where I get my days off, because I don't usually work on Mondays. But yeah, man, it's my Saturday / Sunday, so I'm cool. You know, been watching some football. Not a good week for football.
Been a rough one, man, for our squads. Philly got the dub, though, last second.
I mean, Ravens got the dub, too, but it didn't look too good. I don't know what's going on with that offense. That's our team right here. I don't know what's going on.
They got one blown day, back. That's what's going on.
1 week they look good. The other week I'm like, yo, something needs to happen, because I know you and me, we're the more rational fans. So like since we know the intricates of like the recruiting and what's going on behind scenes, like we kind of understand stuff. But like for your average friends, like people that we know, they're like, yo, he needs to go. Like head coach need to get fired. I'm like, come on. I'm like, there's much more to it.
Can't put him on the hot seat just yet, bro.
But I'm like, it's not even year two. Like he didn't even finish year two, and like we know there's a lot of internal struggles going on. That's not his fault. Yeah. But hey, man, we the head honcho. You know that's what they go for.
Yep, absolutely. I was at the gym, and I was talking to one of the people, like both regulars, and I was like, know what you think about the game this weekend, man? He was like, man, I think it's gonna be a good game. You know, I think the Gators can pull it out. He was like, yo, what you think? I was like, it depends on what Gators team shows up, man. And obviously, we got the Utah version. We didn't get the Tennessee version.
Exactly. Either we're Utah, where we can't run the ball, offense is inconsistent, defense gives up big chunk plays, or you have, you know, the Tennessee game where we shut down an elite offense. Like that is a super explosive offense, and we shut it down.
Wild. But that Kentucky running back damn near had 300 yards rushing, bro. Like that reminded me of that LSU game.
That was LSU
that
game.
Thing like 2 years back. I was like,
I kid you not, I felt like he ran the same. They ran the same
play. Same play. It was the same play.
I'm like, he's going up the middle every time. Like we look so soft. It was sad,
man. Like they weren't tackling. Like it really looked like the Grantham defense for like 1 week. I'll give it 1 week, but against Kentucky, man, like you got to show up against the boys, man. Like they are now the better program, and that is
honestly, like I mean, they don't know 3-game winning streak against us, but like I'm thinking back, like during our time in Gainesville from 09 to 13, even though we were beating them, they were close games. Like this is not
they were
the same
getting
Kentucky.
Closer and closer. Yeah,
like, I know we won like 30 years straight, but I was like, I don't know, man. These last couple of games will go down to the fourth quarter, and it's like we would, you know, itch them out. Like, you know, we'll sneak by, and it's like,
right?
Nah, they got the right coach. So I was like, now we're gonna get them.
Those were like the times where we were at like peaks or something, like catching the game, and like it always be a Kentucky one. Like that's when I was like, man, this boy's milking it. Like falling down.
I remember the game. That's what we made this. that was the Felipe game where Felipe broke
the
his ankle.
One. Yep.
And
Trask coming out party.
Us.
Yep. And then like I remember like one or two before when they just like blew entire plays. And like it was like Del Rio throwing it like just some wide open guy at snap.
Actually, that was the year before when Felipe trashed it. Del Rio came and saved the game. And I remember a few years ago when we had Driscoll and we went to like overtime against Kentucky.
Yeah, bro, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the beginning of the end.
So it's like as we keep going back there, we're like, yeah, like we're catching. We're always getting closer and closer. And now like they've been the better team the past like 10 years against us. You know, even though we've probably won six out of like it's 6-4 of us against them, But yeah, like, they probably should have won. It should be flipped. Like, they should have won games against us that we won then.
Yeah.
But they're the better program.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, you have to say that, man. Like, they have the history. They have, like, you know, the wins to show for it. Not just against us, but, like, in general. They won, like, 9 and 10 games a year. They're barely known for squeaking in bowl games.
They're known for running backs, and they're known for defense.
Yep.
That's what Nape wanted, right? Nape wanted to build that here, and it's like, oh, well, it's either one or the other.
Yeah, but he's the proven guy at this point. But, you know, they'll get it together. They just need to get them boys in there and keep up with the recruiting cachet, you know, keep signing these NIL deals, whatever it takes.
don't send me mail about NIL because I ain't doing it.
Yeah, nah, man. I don't got the money. I'm not donating, but somebody got to do it.
We're not blessed to start doing a donation.
Well, you know, when we get some sponsors, you know.
We'll do it.
Yeah, you know, hey, I don't buy, like.
Let's get a
GK brick. Commercial. Yeah, a commercial.
get the brick on, like, oh, during the Gator Walk. Like, you know, something nice.
Yeah.
Do what, alumni building, something.
I ain't mad at that. You know, I like the forward thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a good episode coming up. You know, we're doing a little bit of a series type of joint. And so this is going to be a little bit of a different spin. So make sure you catch us on, like, our social media platforms. Instagram at @genuine_content, content spelled with a K. Subscribe, follow, like, you know, leave us reviews, leave us any takes that you have, like on DM. You can find us at any major streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, you name it, we're on it. But yeah, Jay, let's kick this thing off, man. You know, we got a good episode, not a long one. But
not a long one.
We want to take a part two from what we had recently talked about. And we have the inspiration of said episode series here today as well. Welcome back, Donnie Blow. Our first official friend of the show, man. Back for round two.
First time, first guest to come twice. And, you know, and something tells me, like, every now and then he's going to... And sometimes I feel like every now and then, you know, every few months, I can see him dropping by for a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to have a wow segment.
A wow. Well, for those that don't know, so Don's my brother, and he was my best man for, you know, my wedding, you know, since we did this whole two part episodes about weddings and marriage. So he was the best man at my wedding, and he did the speech, and literally the first thing he said was, wow. Like, and like,
cricket.
And like, everybody was shocked. Like, no, like, everybody was confused. Like, what's going on? And then, and then, like, to this day, people just, like, if anyone says wow, like, boom, they think of Don. Like, yeah, that speech.
We know it.
That was a legendary speech because I won't say it because then, you know, people gonna look at me weird, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that speech. Yeah, that's
damn, this is one of those inside jokes you can't bring to the outside.
Hey,
yeah. Damn, that was
funny. Yo, Camilla was like, what is that? I'm like, don't worry about
it. Yeah. Oh, we were all just in the background like.
No, yo, this is
everybody else was confused.
I'll get my drink and I was just like. Yo. I was like,
no, he didn't. Yeah. No, he didn't.
The super of super inside joke was said there.
That was hella funny.
But hey, you know, we want to say, you know, we brought up your story last episode, so definitely congrats from all of us. It's been over a month.
Yeah, it's been over a month now.
Dang, the 30-day period's over. No going back guarantees.
No more probation.
I'm not taking that shit.
You ain't getting your money back now, man.
Are you Humphreys?
Yeah, Humphreys.
You broke the Humphreys record. What a milestone.
Yo, that has to be the rule is, yo, don't be Humphrey.
That's tough, bro.
30 days of Humphreys, baby.
I'm like, man, dang, you know what? I didn't even celebrate the Humphreys Day.
I didn't even
celebrate that.
I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it.
I can't be Humphrey though.
Can't be Humphrey. Hey, we all made it, man. We've all made it, y'all.
Yeah.
Shoot, hey, we gotta move the bar for veterans now. It ain't just a year. You just gotta be 6 months now.
Gotta be 6 months.
Yeah, I gotta move the bar.
Because I bet Humphreys can tell a couple stories in 27 days or however many you want.
Oh my God, this guy. Hey, it don't matter because he was like,
learn.
Hey, he was a nobody. Think about it. This man was a nobody and he saved his basketball career by marrying a Kardashian.
Elite. Elite. Yeah, like, we about to go back to that one. We about to go back to that one because that one benefited him the most.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You just dug your own grave, Jay.
Yeah. So he wasn't cursed?
He was a nobody.
The only winner. I think he was the only winner.
He was a nobody prior to this, man.
Yeah, but after the whole thing ended, he went back to a nobody.
No. Teams were picking him up because he was Chris Humphries. It's like not now, like he's like, okay, he may be a respectable basketball player because now his name has some like cachet to it.
Yeah, he got some marketability. So now
think about it.
You know, his minutes increased.
He played for Brooklyn, so that's a big time city.
Market, yeah.
Big market. And it's like so before if he never married Kim, you know, he's just like, okay, that's just Humphries, right? But now he's Chris Humphries. Like now you gotta put like a little emphasis on that.
With the K. Chris with the K.
Yo, that man fit in, man.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I will say it'd be cool to have a brick, genuine content on a brick. On a UF brick.
Honestly, that we were talking about like a little like mascot type of item that we should be sharing. Like that might be like a brand move. Like just get everyone of us just get some brick. Get a friend of the show brick.
Friend of the show.
Brick. Wow.
Hey man, that brick low-key has a double meaning for me too, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, that's right. That's
for those who don't know, me and Josh are fraternity brothers with Kappa Alpha Psi, and my line name is Brick. So
look at that.
Hey. Works out.
Yeah. Gotta get a full brick then. There it is.
So Don, I guess but before we ask you the question, just you know, let us know about like your experience, like how was that wedding moment? Because like, you know, me and Josh kind of shared our stories, you know, during our wedding. So, you know, I guess it's your turn. Just, you know, quick summary about it.
Yeah. It was wow. that moment was kind of crazy, right? It wasn't like graduation, right? It felt like you're definitely walking into like a new stage of your life in a sense.
But low-key I didn't care about graduating, so it was me walking. I was like, whatever. Both times, three times I graduated.
It's just one of those. It's just like when you walk in, you're like, oh wow, this is happening. You're walking into a new, once you enter to the altar, you're like, oh,
when all eyes on you, huh?
Yeah, all eyes on you. You're walking into a new stage of life, and everyone's witnessing it at the same time. And it's, you know, I cried throughout the whole thing. I mean, some of it, you know, I think about the whole walk-in music. It didn't play the way we wanted it, how we planned it out to be, but it still was perfect.
Hey, Kayla's messed up. So when I was holding the baby, like I'm just holding her, and then Kayla go, look at Don. I go, oh, he could. Let me get that for later.
Oh man, you know, it's funny you brought that moment up, Don, because like I think everybody has this moment where like you feel like an absolute G when like you're the dude up there, and like you just feel like, you know, you feel like the Don, like. No pun intended. You just feel like the big shot. Then, like, you see the lady come through, and then, like, it's just all, like, it's gone from there. Like, it's a hot mess after that. It's waterworks. It's like, we're like, you know, like, I start beating a little bit.
I don't know. Hey, maybe because I was a little tipsy at my wedding. I was cool. Yeah, I didn't feel no heat.
Yeah.
I couldn't get any lick. I couldn't get any lick at the time.
Yeah, we had the clubhouse moment before yours. So
no, because remember we had a bottle of Henny White and we had Jack and we were just like, drinking for like 2 hours before the wedding.
Yeah, it was like a mini like little Getty or something. Yo, like, everybody was coming through. Yeah.
In this picture, you see me like this.
Like, I remember that. Yeah,
like, I'm good.
Classic cool.
I didn't have that. The lick didn't come in until like literally after the ceremony. So,
which, well done on that part. Well done on that.
Hey, it was flowing.
Oh yeah, we know. Cyrus.
Oh no.
Man.
Yo. My cousin, man, that was. He was a star.
He was a star.
Bruh, I've never seen so many wardrobe changes at a wedding before. Like, I was like, wait a sec. Y'all brought kids.
Yeah.
So, I think the one moment for like me and Josh agreed on, and then just witnessing it, I think you agree on it too, is you never know what that mom and son dance is. Until it happens and everything just
that was powerful, man. Definitely iconic moment.
Yeah, it was it was definitely
when I saw the emotions come out of you, me and Josh looked at each other, we was like, God damn.
That's tough.
Yeah, like, man. Oh, come on, bro. It is, man. And especially because you know, when you pick the song, you know, and you know that song is like something between y'all two.
Yeah,
it's like,
and you're the one that's choosing it, so it's like,
exactly.
It's like you're serenading your mom.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, it was all good though. All of it from from the moment she walked in to the vows, to the I do's. It was definitely one of my proudest moments. Yeah.
My boy Don was like, man, I'll run 3.5 once again.
Yeah. I didn't write anything down.
Nice.
That was top of the dump, man.
Yeah. See, that makes it even better, though.
Yeah, that was clean. Yeah. That was smooth as hell, man. I was like,
And everyone was like, you wrote down your vows? I was like,
dang. I know, Jay about to call himself uncle like in 2 days. Like,
I'm saying, Alina needs a cousin, like, all right.
Easy there.
Say easy there, big bro.
Hey, it ain't up to us sometimes. Like, for this one, it ain't up to us.
I ain't getting leg locked.
I mean, y'all know the pose. Y'all know the pose.
No. That's the GOAT meme right now.
Kevin James, baby.
Oh man.
Yeah.
This is a card game called, I don't know if you ever heard it called What the Meme.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yo, so we was playing that yesterday at my house when as we was getting ready for the fight to happen. And the whole time we're playing, like, all of us kept saying, yo, I wish we had, like, the Kevin, like,
Kevin James card.
Can I just print it really quick and just put it?
Just add it. Yeah, get the 2.0.
like, I need that. I need his meme on my game.
Oh, my God. That's set the chat ablaze.
It's still going. Like, it doesn't matter what you, like, doesn't matter what you say. It's just.
It fits. Oh man.
So Don, even though you're a rook in regards to this, like, you know, me and Josh, you know, already answered this question, but you know, in your experience, you know, as we lead up to the big question, you know, what do you think marriage means to you? Like, just like your experience, what you think, or like, I don't know, like I talked about how like what it means to me and like kind of the societal way of thinking. So,
well, as you know, it's been through 30 plus days, and I'll say, you know, based off that, it really is partnership. You know, it really stems from the partnership out of all things. Like, really, you guys together sit together and really, you know, talk about
you know, your inspirations, aspirations, you know, what you want to do, what we want to do to really build that foundation and build that family name that we see ourselves, you know, continue to build. So I think that is like something that we're really like working on and kind of drawing out the blueprints and getting that all together. And I think that is like a really cool thing that I think that's what marriage really means to me as of right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot more trials and tribulations and things like that. But as of right now, I guess, you know, we're still technically in the honeymoon stage of it, right? Because I know there's a lot of ups and downs, you know, everything is, right? But as of right now, we're still creating that foundation and we're, and not still in that honeymoon stage. So,
yeah, and for those who don't know, like, you know, like that honeymoon stage quickly leaves, and like a marriage, like I think when people think of like, oh, like a married couple, like they think of the honeymoon stage, and like, nah, man, like that's not a real marriage. Like it's after like the fighting, because like just because like you kind of want to like you're like not serious arguments, like just arguments, like I don't know, like trying to set the future up, like maybe you want to do one thing or the other thing. It's just like just differences. But like, as an adult, you gotta, you know, hit that middle ground, or just like the constant, we're fighting for our future. Like, this is like this is a long term thing. Like, so like we're fighting. You know, we're fighting for each other. It's like it's a lot of fighting, but good and bad fighting.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, like I think it's always out of love, right? Like it comes from a space where like you want what's best for the both of you, and like that energy will always be productive. Even if it's like, even if it has like a rocky moment or two. But I mean, I think to your point, like it's all about like having some of the uncomfortable conversations, because like for all intents and purposes, like that's who you've chosen to trust the most, right? Like, so like you have to put yourself out there, like you have to say what's on your mind, on your heart, on your soul. And sometimes like that's not an easy thing to do. I especially me as a guy, like sometimes that's some tough stuff.
Yeah, you can only run away from it so long when you're sleeping next to the person, right? Yep.
Like, shoot, that's a man. That line about like never going to bed mad, like that is real. That is a real, real token of knowledge. Never do that.
I don't want to go to bed mad. You,
Dio said it best. Absolutely.
Mad at you.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a classic idea.
But then, like, the crazy thing is, like, a year later, he's like, when you're mad. I'm saying, like so it's like, pick something.
Hey, Neo makes great music, but don't follow him as a person, because he's
yo, toxic. Yo, he's hella toxic, bro.
Yo. And he's only getting worse.
I've been seeing his interviews.
How do you get worse with age? What? It's like he learned new tricks. The new dog.
I be watching his interviews. I'm like, man, like, how do you make such beautiful music? But like, you're such.
He don't follow through. This man does not follow through. Like, this man does not listen to his own self.
I heard an interview with Brian McKnight, and like, if you know Brian McKnight, like he made some heaters, right?
Be like a dream come true.
He said in this interview that he didn't believe any of it. Like, he never been in love at all. Like, and he's got like a few wives. Like, he's had a few wives.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. He's, like, he said he didn't love anything in any one of them. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah. Or I guess
so, like, it's like his oldest children that he had with his first wife. Supposedly you're not getting nothing from him or something along those lines. I'm like,
I guess the real question goes, did he even write that? Because if he didn't write it, Dream did. Sung it.
Hey, oh, babyface.
For Beyonce fans, for the Beyonce fans, you don't like Beyonce, you like Dream. Like, that's who you really like.
Yeah.
He's the one writing those hits.
Yeah. Saying, man. The Dream, Future.
I'm like, man, we probably Teddy Riley fans or something.
it's crazy when I watch the, I forgot what the show's. It's like a kind of anthology documentary thing, and one of them was Boyz II Men, and it's like the biggest Boyz II Men songs that we love are written by Babyface. Yeah. Like, that's hell insane, yeah. Right? Like
Babyface. He's the GOAT. Absolutely. Shoot. Like Tim and Bob, Babyface. Who's that other one? Dark
Real Child. GOAT. Oh, yeah. Real GOAT. Jonta Austin. That man.
Yo, writing machine.
That man wrote all of Mariah Carey's biggest. His hero for Aaliyah. He wrote for Tyrese. Like, nah, this man.
Hey, speaking of Tyrese, that's y'all heard about that sticky joint? About Envy?
Well, I saw an interview, I think like 2 days ago. I don't know if that's a new one or an old one about like
he had some crazy beef with Envy, like
I don't know.
On some
supposedly, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah,
but the only one I know is about like the previous situation, but I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was dealing with his own stuff. But then, like, Envy and his family, like, came into it with some other shit. So, y'all, yeah, if you get a chance, I mean, that's grounds for another one. If y'all want to...
That's definitely another episode right there.
Yeah, if y'all want to tap into that one, man, that one got a little sloppy. I was like, yo, hold on. I was at a barbershop, and this was, like, massive rant, like, just on TV of, like, Tyrese just, like, man, I'll give you my address. We can come pull up. And I was like, yo.
Hey, Envy be having beef with people too, man. Like
he has a little extensive record.
he's got receipts.
Yeah, he got a little bit of receipts right now.
Oh boy.
But hey man, let's go to the meat and potatoes of this right now, man. So
yeah, we've been burying the lead.
Getting a little spicy, but there was this, like I think I teased it in the last episode, but I forgot where I saw it. And it was just something how like when it comes to marriage, like the females are the one who really benefited, right? And then like it went to the point where it was like, what benefits do a guy even get? And then like I like to like I'm never biased. I like to like, you know, listen to both sides of it. But the whole time it's like, damn, right? That's a good question. Like just a legit good question. It wasn't like nothing about toxicity, like nothing like that. But then I remember something happened in the group and I just posed the question and my God, like the group exploded. Like it was either on one side or the other. There was no middle. Like
nah.
And we were just going like, what about this? No, but what about this? And it was, we just like every example thrown out there just to, like,
this became like civil war, like in the chat.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
I'm like, yeah, like, somebody's Iron Man. Yeah, somebody's Captain.
Someone's like, get your boy.
Yeah, yo. It was like, yep.
Get your boy.
Yo, it was like, get out. Like,
yeah.
That shit was bonkers, man. Like,
it was so funny.
It just went left. It just went so left.
The group chat doesn't do that often, but when it does, like...
Yeah, man, we had to have a kumbaya moment. It was like, it was all in good fun. It was all jokes, but it was like, man, like, we were like, yo, we got philosophy differences.
It was the funniest play argument ever, because it wasn't serious at all, but we
did.
You would have thought it was toxic, though.
No, like, yeah. If anyone would have read our chat, they'd be like, yo, are y'all even friends? I'm like, oh, God, we just messing around. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, this is just what we do.
the chat was quiet for about a week, so, you know, we needed something to escalate this real quick.
Yeah.
But it was quiet for like a week, yeah.
This guy came with the fireworks, bro. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. I got to chime in now. Eric was like, wait, nah, he went too far.
So I guess I'm going to start it. I'll start this really quick. Yeah, I'll keep it PG. I ain't trying to get canceled right now, you know, or anything like that. But
you got
to
speak your truth, bro.
But like the initial example was like, what does a guy really get when it comes to getting married? So is it, like, what, a bunch of sex? Well, no, not really. Like if you was having a lot of sex prior, it's gonna say the same. Like, my argument was, whatever you was getting prior to the wedding, prior to the marriage, should, you know, say the same if you have a healthy relationship. So it's like, okay, that's not really too much of a benefit that was already happening. You know, yes or no on sex. The thing that was an issue is if you get a divorce, right?
you just lost half of everything. That's one. If you have kids, you just lost almost custody of your kids. It's depending on who your partner is, you know. You would think, we will all think that our partner is not spiteful. You never know, right? You just, you know, you never know. Not saying any of our partners are that, but hey, we've seen enough. Yeah. It's like, you know, you lost a kid, you know, so like, you don't have custody of it depending on your partner. It doesn't matter how involved you are with your kid. That's child support depending on your partner. You can have it all. Like, you can have either you came in with so much and you just lost 50% of it, or maybe you got it after. And regardless, you lost 50%. Like, the almost like your partner, the female, won't ever, right? How many instances does the women lose custody of the kid? Like, it's hard because the courts will always try to keep the kid with the mom, no matter how bad, you know, the situation is, especially financially. Like, I've seen stories where the dad is super financially stable, can handle the kid themselves. And the mom, you know, can't, right? And it's probably best for the kid to stay with the dad, but you're never going to separate the mom from the kid.
And why is that? Because is it the fact that, what, is it because of, well, women or mothers are more nurturing?
Nurturing? That's going to be the argument. But it's like, if I'm the one that's financially stable, I got my own house, car, nice job, benefits, and all that, why can't I take care of the kid? Like, why can't I have custody? But that's a different story. And then, and then depending on your situation, you might have alimony. Like all this stuff is like, are geared toward females, and like, it's very, very like low instances of where the guy is the one that benefits from that. So like, from that instance, from that guy's point of view, and I almost kind of agree with this, like, damn, like, you're going in with all your chips, right? Like, you're in Vegas and you're all in, and you can lose it all. And then the females, like, they might come out, you know, bigger winners, you know, financially especially.
Yeah.
So it's like, what benefit do I as a guy truly get in a marriage? Like, what am I getting out of it?
Based off the. The studies.
Don't give me the study.
Harvard Law, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Based off that, I mean, I can see that, right? Is more health, right? There's the situation of, they're saying that you're as a married man, you're more healthier because of the fact that you just tend to have to take care of yourself because your wife is doing a lot more attending to you. And as a traditional, because, you know, at the end of the day, traditionally, we're not supposed to be living with our wife until you get married. Traditionally, that is what.
Yeah, that's the religion.
What is traditional?
That's the religious part.
Yeah. Traditionally, right? We're supposed to not be moved in into a household until after marriage,
but for example, for all three of us, this is not a normal religious household for all three of us. Like,
no, at all. But I will say personally, I think most, it all depends, right? It all depends, because some of us, I don't have much. I'll say, right? I don't have yet. I don't have much yet, but you know, she doesn't either, and I think, you know, we're in a space where both of us are trying to bring ourselves up into a caliber together, and I think that's, you know, the only the benefits of that is more so her assisting you and really pushing you to do that and be that. Yes, you could do it by yourself, right? I think at the end of the day, the answers, or what I think it's going to come to, is that all the stuff that you're saying is, we can basically do this without being married, right?
Well, but, I guess what I'm thinking of is, like, you were saying some good, like, you know, he said really good things, but, like, you know, okay, we get, you know, benefits, it's like our health and all this stuff, but do you necessarily have to get married for that? Can you just stay with your partner, just never get married,
and just stick together, and you're still gonna have those same benefits. Like, do you really need to get married, right?
So I think there's like a, I think there's a philosophical difference there, right? Because I don't see marriage as that risky proposition that you kind of alluded to when it comes to, like, you know, if like the marriage, you know, for whatever reason does not last and you have to sort that out through, you know, the legalities, right? At the same time, I mean, it's not just the guy losing half, especially like in today's society, because there's not like, I think some of those rules were kind of created, especially when it came to divorce and alimony, when it was like mostly stay-at-home wives, mm-hmm. right? Who didn't have their own careers, who didn't have their own financial backing. Now, yeah, both spouses will have to contribute at some point, like, you know, to the that split. But I don't think it's just the same as like, all right, the guy just loses everything. Like, that's a very traumatic experience both ways. And like, you never want that. You know what I mean? I just think, I think there are, like, to Don's point, like a lot of benefits, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, overall happiness, like in mental health as well, that like married individuals do tend to have higher than single, you know, individuals, whether they're long-standing relationships or not. And of course, like, it, just as much as it is a societal thing, and we talked about it in the last episode, like, that there are societal benefits to it, there are social benefits to it. It's not just like, you know, the tax breaks or whatever from a financial standpoint. Like, that's real. And if that's an integrated part of U.S. society, that you get those things when you're married, right? Like, or else people wouldn't do it. Like, I think of even like, you know, same-sex couples who were fighting so hard to get married. Like, if it was just one way where like males or females got the benefit, then like, why would same-sex couples even try? Like, why would they even give a shit? You know what I mean? But like, that recognition of partner is a big deal in society. It matters.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like status wise, but again, like, I mean, I'm going to go back to like the beginning. Like, you know, you guys are saying these benefits and like health and mental health. I don't need to get married for that. Like, if me and Camilla never got married and we've been together since 2009, and if I just never got married, I'm probably, whatever my withstanding happiness is right now, probably would stay the same. Like, take away that we never got, like, we got married, my happiness and everything will stay the same. So it's like, I don't, like, so, like, I know you guys brought up the studies, like, well, married men, so this, but it's like, yeah, so you're going with studies from a married man and a single man, but we're not doing, like, studies of someone in a 10-year relationship that's just not married. Like, those people like in common law marriage, but he's just like, no, we just chose not to get married because we don't believe in the concept of marriage, but we love each other so much that that's my life partner. Like, being life partner and marriage are like they're not the same, because like the whole concept, like we talked about it last episode, the whole concept of marriage, some people just don't believe in it, because now you're binding me, so now you're kind of forcing me, like, oh yeah, now you're stuck with me for life. And it's like, oh, clearly that's not the case, you know, because there's a lot of ramifications and consequences if you do decide, well, I'm gonna get a divorce. And a good example is since we brought up Tyrese, his situation is
probably a bad call.
so listen to this. I don't know if you guys heard the interview, but he went, I don't know if it's a Breakfast Club or one of these morning shows, he got a divorce And a while ago, but he said that he met this person and she swore to God, to everything, like, it is not about the money. I don't care what you got. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not about any of that. It's, I love you as a person. Yeah, and she's like, I'll sign this prenup 100 times over. Doesn't matter, to show you it's not about the money. You know, I want you to protect your assets, to protect all that, just to show you that it's not that, not the case. They have a kid. You know, they get divorced later, but now she's asking for like $20,000 for child support per month. $20,000 from child support. And he's like, and
he apparently his lawyer is really good, and she made sure there was no loophole in this. And I guess they're still trying to find a loophole, like her lawyers. But it goes to show he protected himself to the end, and he's still almost in the hole for $20,000 a month for. Like, why does he have to pay that? Like, he's in his kid's life. You know, this is what he says, at least. He's in his kid's life, and he's already providing the kid financially and doing, you know, all these things for, but you're still trying to take $20,000 from me because of you, not because of the kid. The kid doesn't need $20,000 a month, but you're doing it because that's kind of your loophole to getting my money that you know, that I said, that we agreed on, that was mine, that this was my money prior to the wedding, prior to the marriage. Anything that we made together, you know, I believe you split that 50-50. That's what Shannon Sharp said, and I agree with that. Right? If we made money together, we split it. But if I came in with $10 million prior to the marriage, that's me. Like, I gotta split that.
Yeah, that's very extenuating circumstances, right? Like, sure, you know, if that was something that you brought into this, you know, relationship, then yeah, if it doesn't have to do with the other person, true. I guess the kid kind of probably brings like that factor that, you know, now it's about kid's lifestyle and mom's lifestyle and all that good stuff. I don't know the specifics of that situation, but I know it's not normal. You know what I mean? Like, I know enough to know that it's not normal.
I got two normal cases right now then. One from a TV show, one in real life. The TV show one, because, you know, I'll throw this out there because that's like it's dramatized a bit. But if you're going and you maybe have 2-3 kids with this person and she's asking for like $1,200 to $1,300 a month on child support and you're fighting it with corp, it's like, well, I came in with all this. And I'm losing all because you get a divorce and you are living with your mom and choosing not to work. And I got to pay all this child support / alimony because you don't want to. Because the court and the legal system says I have to. Now I got to work 2-3 jobs to support your lifestyle, even though you are a grown-ass woman. Get off your lazy ass and go work like I am. And, I mean, eventually I think the judge, like, okay, well, I'm gonna lower it from like to like $600 a month. So he's still paying something, but the lady, the wife, the ex-wife, she's like, I don't have to work because I don't want to. Like, I don't want to work. I live with my mom for free. He's giving me money. That money's making me last. Why? You said he can give me all this money. Well, there goes that. Now, that's just that. That's one example. Now, the other one, this is a real life situation, real life, because I was there when I heard the story. This person said that this person was like, oh, I traveled the world. And it was like, oh, how you got, you know, are you retired yet? Like, no, like I get a lot of money from some investments in an alimony. She was she was in a relationship and he asked her to be a stay at home mom for a kid that had one kid. And she was working. She was actually making she made a really good income and, you know, financially, and I understand this now that, you know, I'm in the situation. Financially, it's probably best for somebody to stay home over paying for childcare. One, financially, it probably makes sense. Two, you're going to have that thing where if someone's going to raise the kid, I'd rather it be me than a stranger. Totally get that situation. It makes sense, mm-hmm. Especially for me now. And, maybe a couple years, I don't know how many years, like, let's say 10 years, they get a divorce, and now he has to pay all this alimony because the court says that he told her not to work to watch the kids, and now he is paying child support and alimony, and not the kid's older now, so the child support is done, but the alimony remains, he has to continue paying alimony unless she gets married, and she said, I'm never getting married again because I'm getting alimony. That's kind of like a thing where I'm going to be in a long-term relationship with you, but just know that I'm never going to get married with you because I'm already getting this crazy benefit that the court said I can get this. And it's like, that's crazy. Like, and the guy's just like, man, like, he has to support her and maybe his new wife and kids because that's the legal system kind of, you know, supporting them that way. is wild.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say that these aren't like some crazy scenarios. I think fundamentally, like, that risk does not apply to all people. You know what I mean? And like, at the same time, that doesn't completely cancel out the benefits of being married either. Whether it's, you know, the difference between actually being legally married or a long-standing partnership or even common law marriage, like, those benefits still exist. And to some individuals, yeah, like, there's that risk, right? Like, that's why prenups exist. Yeah, you could try and fight it in court, but it's tough, right? Because that's why it's exactly contractually and legally binding. But
yeah, I mean, I think it works both ways. Especially because like Josh said it, like, the world today now is you know, women makes, you know, there are times that women do make just as much, if not more, than men do, right? Yeah.
Then the guy wins, right?
And then, well, the guy wins. I will say, Britney Spears, Madonna.
I will say, against my argument, that's why Oprah would never get married.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Oprah, you think, come on, Oprah, she is not cuffing up.
Buddy, we not getting married.
And if they do, she's going to hire the best lawyers to make this man sign a prenup, because there's no way.
Like, no, Stedman, like, it's all good.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know if they're still a thing. I have no idea. I just remember it was just the Stedman thing.
No, apparently it's a thing. Like, for years. Okay. Older than us.
Yeah. And
you know, there's still Chris Jenner. I'm pretty sure she.
I mean, yeah.
And Jenner.
Over Bruce. I mean, hey, Bruce Jenner was a name actually before.
Yeah,
the Kardashian. Right. Because the thing is, well, at least with the Kardashians, is they got famous because of Rob Kardashian, because he was not even the lead lawyer for OJ, but he was on the team.
Yeah.
That's how they got famous. But then Kris Jenner, the stepdad for them, is an Olympian.
Yeah.
The Kardashian Jenners were definitely riding the guys until now, but now they don't need them. But
yeah,
they already established their name.
Yeah.
And that's why Humphreys won. Yes.
Somebody had to win, right? Somebody had to win out of that.
And that's why Humphreys won. That's hilarious.
Oh, yo.
But yeah,
he's the only winner. How many out of all the guys who dated a Kardashian, who won?
Ray J.
Not Ray even, J. man.
Ray J
is a winner. He's always he's. I mean, it don't seem like he's a winner, but that man's always been a winner.
All other moves, bro, he just becomes like, he just becomes the first. Like, he's the first.
I wouldn't say Ray J's a winner, because like, with all that like notoriety, he's not Humphreys. Humphreys like won. So Ray J
came in. Humphreys.
Ray J came in like, I'm the little brother of Brandy. And I made one wish. Like, he already had a name, and his name could have exploded even more. And now
after the tape it got exploded? Bro, what?
I don't think so.
What?
No, like, it definitely benefited Kim rather than...
Exactly, like, she won. I mean,
Kim...
Yeah,
she won. Hey, look, I think they both blew up. She blew up more, but...
Like Kanye didn't win...
I'm not going there.
Lamar didn't win.
Definitely didn't win. That's true. That's fair.
Tyga didn't win. Travis Scott didn't win.
Did Tristan win?
Hell, he suck. He still suck.
but he's winning at the same time.
Thank you. See, Don's like, I think he kind of won.
No, wait. Tristan's
washed.
No. Okay, think about it. Tristan. He already made bank off just being a basketball player, just playing with LeBron, right? Then he dated one of them. I forgot her name, the bigger one.
Yeah.
And he's famous because he cheats on her and had babies with other people, not because he's with a Kardashian.
He's more famous because he's not.
Exactly. He's famous for being a cheater. Like,
He's famous for dogging one. He's famous for hey, some people like the bad boy Ibby.
Yeah,
he's the new bad boy Piston.
Apparently, he just knew. And apparently, I guess she takes him back. I promise you, as we was waiting for the fight yesterday, I didn't know that the Kardashians have a show on Hulu, and they showed the trailer. I'm like, I see Tristan. I'm like, he's still in the picture, like.
Literally,
yeah,
in the clips.
But besides that, I mean, Britney Spears. I mean, she had to pay. She has to pay up. You know, with Kevin, right? Kevin. She had to pay up. Kylie Berry got to pay up. Madonna.
Yeah, I don't remember that situation. I was too young for that.
For what, the Britney Spears?
The Federline, right?
Well, yeah. I know the Britney Spears. I know the main thing is her dad controls all her.
Yeah, it was the conservator shit.
Yeah, so kind of with the whole or situation, former football player.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
I never
heard of the Federline situation.
Yeah, I think for my memory, like she has to pay like 20K or something like that, plus. Child support, or I think 20K is child support.
And hey, I just thought of it right now. What guy won with J-Lo? How many people she married? Who won?
Every guy won with J-Lo.
No, I didn't win.
Every guy won with J-Lo.
No.
Every guy won.
Nobody
30 got days or 80 days. Shoot. Even if you pull a Humphreys, you won.
A nobody dated J-Lo and became a nobody after she divorced. The only one that I think that was like within her league was like what? Affleck and Mark Anthony.
Wasn't Diddy?
Diddy, too.
True that. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Diddy won.
No. Diddy didn't win. He was already Diddy. Diddy was riding Biggie's ride. He's talking about.
It's still a win. I don't even think he gets married, though. So, who? Like, Diddy. I don't even think he does it.
For what? For how much money he got?
No, I
just think Diddy's a different character, bro.
He's messing with
I just
with,
think he's a different character, yo.
He messes with
city
girls,
girl, right?
He messes with girls.
Yeah, city girl. He messes with a city girl.
Yeah, he city girl.
No, but didn't he dump her? He was like, nah. I think she wanted to be official. He was like, nah.
I don't think so.
They just made a track.
Yeah, because he draw the line like, hey, we not together.
That's the Alamo. I'll make you a track.
I saw a recent interview that they like they're together, but they don't like.
They're not in the same house, same wing.
Yeah, they're not like doing.
Diddy living? That's what he doing.
Yeah. Exactly. She is too, and she is too.
But Diddy don't care. Diddy's like, hey man, I'm gonna do me. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, he's a different character.
And she likes to get in this whole pissed on. Or something like that from Diddy or something like that. Yeah, it's wild.
She
they have fun.
She about that, huh?
yo, hey,
that's nuts.
These new female rappers are wild. You got her, and then you got the Big Red. I never get her name right. Sexy Red, that's her name.
Yeah,
Booty Hole Brown. And,
yo,
bruh, I heard that song for the first time, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
I thought this was a fake. I thought that was a fake song.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
it just went viral. Like I was
when
like,
I heard,
a second.
When I heard she was opening for Drake, I was like, "Yo, doors open at 8, so she's gonna open at 8:30. I'll get there at 9. I was like, I'm not gonna go get there early just to hear her. I was like, nah.
Yeah. My thing was this is. I was like, this is why I can't listen to radio. That's it. Yeah. I was like, this is why I control my streams, like on Apple. I'm like, yeah, nah, man, play, I gotta pick my song.
What's the new, you know, alternative R&B that I can listen to? Something like that.
Yeah.
Carplay.
Artists similar to Drake Weeknd, Adrian Marcel for the low key people.
Exactly, man. I'm like,
I'm on that Brent.
Well, I'm Brett Fires, if you're toxic.
Man, shoot. I need Masego to come out with something decent, man.
Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, Masego came out earlier this year already, so you gotta wait.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely busting a Masego like in like March or something.
Yeah.
I'm looking
at that. Gotta have that saxophone, man. Like, that thing's live.
That tone stiff is nice, man.
Yeah. I did listen to the new one. Yeah.
If you like R&B, that's it.
Well, shoot. Hey, we at 55. Y'all trying to put this in a bow or this boy? Like, I think it really just depends, man. For the most part, yeah. Generally speaking, I think both benefit the same.
It's hard. It's hard to say because again, I think, and especially like you're saying, you're talking about societal, and it's like, you know, a lot more people nowadays is, you know,
so I guess
women making more is just as much as a man. I mean, women can they can argue and say, hey, not all cases where women are dominant in the business, right? But you know, there's a lot more cases than it was back then where women are, not to say dominant over the men, but make more, or you know, they have a lot more to lose, or a little bit more to lose than men do it in a marriage.
So I mean, I would say legally, I think it's still a guy. I mean, the females who benefit more, because like you gotta think about laws. Laws don't change, right? So like these laws were years ago, even prior, you know, before we were born, that were mostly protecting females, because I mean, if you think about the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it was male dominant. Men were making more, and the laws still kind of state that. I mean, a lot of these laws are just archaic, like you know, Second Amendment, but I won't get into that. Or you have the whole concept of like a marriage is between man and woman. It's like, well, it's not really man and woman anymore. You know, now you want to create unionships and all that, but it's still marriage, right? It's still that.
Yeah.
And you know, marriage is different in every religion. It's not just a Christianity thing, but because people think that this country is a Christian country, which is not. It's, you know, they try to create these laws to benefit them, but just like a lot of these laws are so old that they do benefit females more. Even if a female makes more money than a guy, like imagine a situation where I make $60,000, my wife makes $100,000, but then she becomes, I'm gonna start working part time now because of the baby, and now she makes $40,000 and I make $60,000. She was making more than me maybe a year ago, but boom, now I got, like, if we get divorced, it's like I'm the one losing now. Like if I was barely making ends meet for 60, then I kind of lost it, because like, damn, I don't know. It's just, these are very old laws that they're not gonna change as much, and that sucks, honestly, because I think our whole legal system is archaic.
I mean, that's fair. I think, like, I even in that case, like, I don't even know how that would really play out, because I think some, you would have an argument, right, about like lifestyle prior to, and trajectory, and like prior history and stuff like that. Like, I think you could make a case out of it. But
hey, man, you pay these lords top dollars, they'll find a way.
They always do.
Hey, shoot, give me Rob.
give me Chris Humphrey.
Chris knew it best, man. Chris figured it out. He got the best lawyer.
I need your lawyer.
Man. I just think at the end of the day, man, like, yeah, you know, there is that off chance of, you know, of it not being successful, but that's not why you get into it, right? Like, I think the positives, like up front, especially like if you have, you know, a rock solid foundation, kind of to what Don was saying, like you build that from the jump, you know, it's not really a lose-lose situation, right? Like, it's definitely beneficial in the sense of, like, yeah, it's a lot of work, of course, but that partnership aspect that Don was talking about, like, I think really just reigns supreme.
Hey, hear me out on this. I just thought of it now. As a part three, it doesn't have to be the next episode. It's just it's a series, like a marriage series. Like, yo, if you do an episode just on child support. Like,
I gotta hit the bylaws for that, bro. Like,
I mean, think about it.
You're the only one that has one.
Like, I know.
Hold on. All the listeners, I don't pay child support. Let's get that straight.
No, as a child. Yeah, as a child.
No, I'm talking about just the concept of child support. yeah, like these wild stories of child support.
I know. I mean, I have a real close friend of mine that's doing just that, and it's not pretty from a man's. But
I've heard I don't say good and bad of child support, but I've seen both perspectives, like of when is needed, when is not needed, how you can avoid it. But like, yeah, it's kind of crazy, like how, like, I mean, if you think about the whole, like when I brought up Tyrese, because he's not paying me, you know, alimony, because I signed my rights away for that, I'm gonna get you another way with 20 grand from child support, which is still, that's outrageous for a kid, especially if you're in the kid's life, like, you know. So something in that argument is kind of, I want to, you know, do an episode on.
Yeah.
Again, for everyone, I have one kid, and I'm with the mom. I'm not paying child support.
Oh,
people,
man.
People think I got baby mamas out here. No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I am with mom. I'm
with mom. Yeah, that I'm with child. I'm with mom.
we still support each other.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's just an idea, because like I always wanted to, like, had a discussion with somebody with it, but it's like, you just hear wild stories. I think child support's crazy.
Yeah,
it can get a little outlandish. Absolutely. But I mean, yeah, like, you also gotta, like, if you took an L with the partner from jump, like, and your whoever the spouse is a snake, then that's gonna come out, right? Like, you said it yourself on, like, the first episode of this, like, right? Like, marriage only amplifies, like, what you got going on. And so, like, if it was a sticky situation beforehand, well, it's gonna be even stickier during in the mix.
Like, fellas, man, I don't care how it feels, man. Stay strapped up, man. Stay ready.
Stay ready.
Don't get caught.
Unless you're married. Hey, whatever happens, happens.
Well, that's not caught. That's just
That's just is what it is, right? But we're not talking about long-standing relationship, right? At that point, we're talking just like a little quick fling that just kind of went left. Then that's tough. You paying?
Don't get left.
You gonna pay the cost on that one?
Don't let that happen to you.
Tough.
I see. So, but anyway, it was good. It was a good episode, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I hope we do the child support episode. I just hope we do it. Whether it's that next episode or in the future, I think. But I know. I think that one we need a mom perspective. Like, I would love a panel, right? Like, if we do, like, us two, and then you get, like, someone who has, you know, their partner on child support, like, or the ex-partner on child support, and the other one who doesn't. Like, I didn't need to put them on child support.
I can't say that I have that in my network, right?
No.
I can't say that I have that.
No. I'm saying, if we do an episode like that, that will be a good one where if you really want both perspectives, like, hey, I don't know.
Hey, we just gotta hit the social media streets. Hit the X.
Like,
calling all baby mamas on child support.
Which one of you got your man on child support? I need hit me up.
Hit the hotline. How y'all do it? That'd be like the Dion, like, when he brought, like, Brittany Renner on, like, to get school a little bit. Like, hey, husbands, this is what not to do.
Hey, you know what's funny, man? Like, you know, and we're gonna end soon, but, like, Shannon Sharp did an episode with her recently. Last weekend. And I listened to it because I really like his podcast. And apparently, she did not. She got set up with the okie doke. She didn't know that that's why they called her in.
What she think it was gonna happen?
They didn't tell. Well, she apparently went to Jackson State. She didn't graduate from Jackson State, but she went to. She played soccer.
Oh yeah. She.
So exactly. She's
really good, by the way.
She's talented. I've seen her real. I was like, wait a second, hold on.
So I mean, she said, you know, this is just what she's saying. But she said, hey, I didn't know, you know, why Dion wanted me. He just wanted, you know, she was confused. She said all she wanted was, I'll speak to your team if you give me, like, homecoming tickets. Like, she didn't think anything like, oh yeah, this is a gold digger. This is what, watch out for her. Like, she said that she was blindsided. I was like, sheesh. whether that's true or not, right?
That'd be an okie doke and a half.
And I'm calling cap on the 35.
That's too round of a number. Like, that just sounds like an arbitrary behind number. 35.
You know, I know that that's a lie because when she said 35, Shannon's like, "Yo, where my drink at?" Even he.
Times, because you know what a J. Cole said?
Oh, the multiplier effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And also, it's funny. She made it seem like she's not her story. You know, she's not a gold digger. She's not a whore or anything like that. Like,
I don't know. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say she is or she isn't. But I will say is that her situation was.
Her story's like loose.
Yeah, exactly. The my first impression of you when I don't know her, right? But the first thing that I've ever heard about her was that
exactly.
Thing, right? I mean, like, it's her own branding, though. You know what I'm saying?
She branded off that, yeah.
Yeah, like it's her branding. I don't have really too many thoughts or opinions of her. I don't like.
She's out here. It's like I don't understand why these men don't want to see me for who I am.
You know why? like this sounds funny. Like when a guy comes, like you know I'm here.
Yeah, that.
It sounds bad. Like I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but like that's like.
Social media persona, right? That's supposed to be a reflection of you. Like, but then all of a sudden you want to switch up. That's pretty much a catfish.
Just
being blunt.
I mean, you think about it. It's like it sounds bad, right? This is just like the guy perspective. Like, you know that girl in high school where she has a history, whatever. And you're like, man, she, you know, let me get at her, right? And you get at her, and she's like, well, why do you think that? Like,
I just want to know you for who you are.
That's your brand, like.
That's your brand. I'm dead.
No, but if she's telling everyone, yeah, I mean, I have sex with all these guys, and he's like, shit, let me be that, right? I just want that. I don't want the relationship part. That's kind of what she was doing, or she did.
Look, yeah, it's hard. I mean, again, I'm not saying she is or she isn't, because you know, one, I don't know her, but the first impression that I've gotten from her was the whole. Because also, it was kind of predatorial, wasn't it? Because he was like,
I think so.
She was like, she's like 20. She was like 28 at the time, or 27 or something like that. And he was like, what, 20, 19, like 19, 20?
When he
got into the league?
The basketball situation.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that. You're talking about the dude for the Hornets, right? The
Hornets,
yeah.
Hornets.
Yeah. Yeah. PJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's... Yeah,
but I mean, like, wasn't she like bragging about it too?
Yeah, exactly. And then because now, not only she's banked from that situation.
And for her, like, I think there's a difference when it's like we all have a past, right? So it's one thing to be like, look, if you slept with 35 guys, if that's what she says, right? Like, I don't really care, right? Like, I'm, you know, like, I didn't come in relationship for this. Like, that's whatever. But like if your branding is like, yo, I slept with 35 guys and all that, like, you know what? That's kind of your personality. Like that's feeding your personality. That I don't want to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, different strokes for different folks, man. Like, but yeah, that's just a little you can't just like run it back and like try and retract it all and be like, no, that's not who I am. Well, then what you parading as?
For 10 years, you was parading that. Like,
I don't know. I mean, regardless, that's pretty inauthentic. Like, it ain't real.
So you was doing that for money, right? Like, obviously, you was that's your brand. You was trying to exploit it. But now, like, her new thing now is like, I'm looking for love. Oh no! Like, again, everybody has
no reality TV then, because that's the best. That's the best way to play it.
I'm your dead. Basketball wives now.
I'm dead.
Oh, wait, that's right.
She's not
that's
a wife. Right. What the heck?
No, but she has a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, she
it's
said
like this is just like the Amber Rose thing, right? Amber Rose was not to say that. I mean, yeah, Amber Rose, because Amber Rose was going through the same phase.
Okay.
Well, Amber Rose, like,
house support.
right?
Part three.
I ended with this, but with the Amber Rose thing, she was kind of embracing, like, the whole slut walk thing.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I'll leave it at that. You know, people have differences on whether that was good or bad. I won't say mine. That's definitely another episode. but she embraced that though. Like, yeah, she went through rappers. She was a stripper, rapper, and then kid. And
that's what Wiz, right?
She, yeah.
Yeah.
But she.
There's a big
yeah, right.
That's a good topic too, because I don't know if you've seen that show. I guess we'll end it off with this, but I don't know if you've seen that show. It's like a college show. I guess it's College Hill, right? Is it College Hill?
That came back? Beat from BT?
Yeah, but the Celebrity Edition, it was her. It's her. It's her, Parker from My Wife and Kids, isn't it? Somewhere else. The basketball player. The name escapes me, but still, he was in the Cavs too at the time.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, these Cavs getting
Ray J was in it. Ray J.
Oh God, he needs
Ray J. Ray J was.
He
in
lives
it.
On fucking reality TV.
Man, I know there's a Raycon commercial in that joint at least. Oh, one.
Right. Bro, I saw.
I hear they're good headphones.
Someone told me that. Like, I saw someone that and this lady at my old job had it. She didn't know who Ray J was. She's like, oh no, you know, someone told me they were good, so I bought them. I was like, I guess, like. But shout out to him, you know.
You just feeding the beast.
Yeah, just shout out to him. Hey, I'm not gonna, you know, knock his hustle.
I'm telling you,
bro. Shumpert. Yeah, you go, Iman.
Shumpert.
What? Yeah, Iman Shumpert. Yeah.
Hey man.
He's also and there was this whole thing about Amber Rose in there that she's.
It was you gotta leave that for another episode because
watch it to prep up.
Episode 3-4. I don't know. This series is gonna explode.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh shoot. All right. Well, hey, this has been one for the books, as they always are, man. They just tend to take their own turn, just be organic greatness.
Yeah.
But follow us, you know, all our social media platforms. You can see it on the bottom if you're on our YouTube and watching us with the video clip at genuine_content with a K, of course. You know, like all of our posts, subscribe to any streaming platform that you got, leave a review. You know, we're with the 5 stars. If you got some, you know, if you got some feedback, talk to us, let us know. If you disagree with any of us, let us know.
If you want to add to this series, this marriage relationship-ish series, like, hey, let us know.
Yeah, you want to hop on, talk about it a little bit, you know, let's do it.
Hit us up.
I'm dead. Calling all BMs. Hit the DMs.
Okay, that's it. We gotta
call. Yeah. I'm cooking. This is Genuine Content with Jay, Josh, and friend of the show, Donnie Blow. Recently married, man. We all got them rings now. Let's go.
Yeah. Captain Planet.
Squad up, man.
Squad up.
All right, guys. Peace.
Hey, peace. We are opposite.